With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Montana leads the country in entrepreneurship, according to a new study by the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Entrepreneurship is the focus of the Montana Chamber of Commerce's annual economic update series, which kicked off at a lunch meeting Thursday in Kalispell. About 80 people attended. Bryce Ward, who's embarking on his own entrepreneurial venture with ABMJ Consulting, presented research he did for the BBER.
Industries wax and wane. So the entrepreneur's job is to kind of say, oh, hey, you know, that industry over there is you know, on a downturn. That means that there's some capacity that's going unutilized here. Let me see if I can figure out how to use that to do something else.
Ward found that in 2015, more than 10% of Montanans owned a business as their main job, compared to 6% of Americans. He also found that 3,400 Montanans started a new business each month, and that more than half of the startups formed in 2011 were still open for business 5 years later. Ward says this implies a healthy entrepreneurial ecosystem.
All right, so, you know, put all that together, that tells us that's pretty good. We create a lot of seeds. Those seeds germinate and tends to survive.
But unlike elsewhere in the country, startups in Montana tend to stay small. In fact, the average size of a new firm is the lowest nationwide, with an average of 3 employees, compared to the national average of 6. Ward says these young businesses also have lower aspirations and typically not much intellectual property.
Our firms are small. They're less likely to scale up to anything big. They're not going to be high growth, and they tend to be very local.
Ward says this could be because entrepreneurs in Montana are creating their business to serve local markets in small towns, so their growth is limited by the size of the market. He also says it's hard to tease out the reasons why people in Montana start new businesses and why they stay small, because entrepreneurship is a vast and varied field. Courtney Sprunger shared her experience founding Big Sky Public Relations in Kalispell in 2008 as part of a panel discussion following Ward's presentation.
People go and create the opportunities that they don't see in the marketplace. And I know that that was potentially my story. I mean, if you look around at homegrown public relations agencies, especially those with a community relations focus, there are very few in Montana.
However big or small, these new startups create tax revenue for the state. BBER economist Pat Barkey says the state's general fund is slowly rebounding after last year's disastrous miscalculations.
We've got 10% growth in income tax payments. We've got 9.5% growth general fund revenues. A lot of these financial instruments, and this is good news for the economy because this is a good indicator of how the economy is doing. But if you notice, that comes off of a very disastrously bad year.
Barkey says job growth is strongest in western Montana, where the tech sector is expanding and construction is healthy despite facing labor shortages. But he adds uncertainties in Washington, D.C. are weighing on land use and health care. He says agriculture producers in eastern Montana especially are battered by prices and drought. The Montana Chamber of Commerce's Economic Update Series heads next week to Glasgow, Sydney, Billings, Bozeman, Butte, Helena, Great Falls, and Missoula. More details are on our website, mtpr.org. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.